right, gentlemen, that completes our other business, and on to our old business. The first item is change of zone, number 1742, Seaside Communities RDC LLC.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Johnson asked me to draft a motion to approve this project since he was absent from the public hearing, but I think Mr. Johnson has listened to the tape and has prepared to vote. I see there's a representative from the applicant in the audience, and the only thing that I thought I would mention is that if this does get through council, that during the preliminary site plan, we might want to hear some discussion from DelDOT regarding the exit from this project of possibly an only right turn rather than a left turn because of Route 24, but that's something between you and DelDOT to discuss and answer that question during the preliminary site plan. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of CZ 1742 for Seaside Communities RDC LLC for a change in zone from AR1 to an MRRPC based upon the information contained in the record and for the following reasons. The proposed MRRPC project meets the purpose of the zoning ordinance in that it promotes the orderly growth of the county. Because the proposed project is in the development district as established by the Comprehensive Land Use Plan. Two, under the current AR1 zoning, with a cluster option, the site could be designed and developed to 81 lots. The developer is apparently seeking the MRRPC zoning designation to accomplish a development of single-family style condominium units. The RPC density should remain consistent with the prior density. Three, the development of this site at 81 units is consistent with the densities of surrounding RPCs and other developments, including Hart's Landing, Briarwood Estates, The Retreat, and The Retreat at Love Creek. Four, the project is within a developing area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. Five, sewer service will be provided as part of a county-operated sanitary sewer district, and the adequate wastewater capacity is available for the project. Six, central water will be provided to the project. Seven, with the conditions placed upon this project, the RPC designation is appropriate for this parcel of land, and that the purpose of the RPC is to encourage large-scale development as a means to create superior living environments and the use of design ingenuity. This development in a single-family condominium format achieves this goal. The design also retains a great deal of open space and protects wetlands. Eight, DelDOT has performed a study of the area where this development is located and has determined specific road entrance and intersection improvements in the area, including additional lanes, intersection and roadway improvements, bus stops, and other improvements. The developer will be required to contribute to the overall cost of these area roadway improvements in addition to actual roadway improvements along Route 24 near the development and its entrance. All of these improvements will be beneficial to Route 24. Nine, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the maximum number of residential units shall not exceed 81 units. B, site plan review shall be required for each phase of the development. C, all entrance and intersection and interconnection roadway and multimodal improvements required by DelDOT shall be completed by the applicant in accordance with DelDOT's requirements or in accordance with any further modifications required by DelDOT. D, as proffered by the applicant, recreational facilities and amenities shall be constructed and open to use by residents of the development within 2 years of the issuance of the first building permit. These recreational facilities shall include a tot lot, swimming pool, and a bathhouse. E, the development shall be served as part of the West Rehoboth Sanitary Sewer District in accordance with the Sussex County Engineering Department specifications and regulations. F, the MRRPC shall be served by a public central water system, providing adequate drinking water and fire protection as required by applicable regulations. G, stormwater management and erosion and sediment control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated in a manner that is consistent with best management practices. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District. H, the interior street design shall be in accordance with or exceed Sussex County street design requirements and or specifications. As proffered by the applicant, street design shall include sidewalks on both sides of the streets and street lighting. I, the applicant shall submit as part of the site plan view a landscape plan showing the proposed tree and shrub landscape design. J, construction, site work, grading, and deliveries of construction materials, landscaping materials, and fill on or off the property shall occur only from Monday through Saturday and only between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. K, the applicant shall cause to be formed a homeowner's or condominium association to be responsible for the maintenance of the streets, roads, buffers, open spaces, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. L, federal and state wetlands shall be maintained as non-disturbance areas except where authorized by federal or state permits. The wetland areas shall be clearly marked on the site with permanent markings. M, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Question?
Yes.
And number 9D, do we specify the size of the pool?
Yeah, well.
Not yet.
I think we'll let them advertise it.
Yeah. It hasn't been designed yet.
Just saying. I second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1742 Seaside Communities RDC LLC for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.